Welcome to Winning the Game of Work, a podcast that helps you enjoy the happy and successful career you've dreamed of. Because let's face it, being hardworking and smart just aren't enough in today's competitive workplace. I'm your host, Terry McDougall, an experienced executive coach who will teach you all the right moves so you can win the game of work with ease and confidence. Hey, everybody, it's Terry McDougall with another episode of Winning the Game of Work. And today I'm here to talk to you about leadership styles. There's so many different leadership styles, and everybody has one that comes naturally to them. But today we're going to talk about a few different styles and the pros and cons of each. So the first one we're going to talk about is the autocratic leadership style. And it's really centered around and focused on the leader. With this type of leadership style, all of the decision-making resides with the leader, and decisions are made by the leader without really consulting the subordinates. This type of leader will reach a decision, communicate with their team, and expect the team to execute with no questions asked. So the advantages to this are that decision-making is fast. The leader doesn't need to consult with anyone. They can just go with their gut. In certain situations, such as a crisis, this actually can be an advantageous way to lead because there doesn't need to be a consensus. They can make snap decisions based on what they see. And in some circumstances, there's less stress because there's no need to wait. But some of the disadvantages are that it can be super frustrating for subordinates. Often there's fear and resentment because people don't like being bossed around. And when the leader isn't present, the organization can actually feel paralyzed. Sometimes new opportunities are missed because if the leader doesn't see something or if they don't understand, they may just make a decision and say, that's not important, when in fact it could be important for the organization to consider maybe a new innovation or a new way of doing things. And because communications only flow downward from the leader to the subordinates, there can be a lot of misunderstandings and confusion, and sometimes maybe the wrong things can happen. Now, this can be an effective style of leadership when quick decisions are needed, when close supervision is required, and when workflows need to be streamlined quickly. Now, the next type of leadership that we're going to talk about is the democratic style or the participative leadership style. It's focused on the leader's team and is characterized by decision-making being shared across the team. Ideas are shared freely and there's open discussion. Now, the leader may guide and direct these discussions and they may ultimately make a decision, but when there's a democratic leader at the helm, they expect their subordinates to have in-depth, valuable experience and to be self-confident, to step up and say what their thoughts are. Now, the advantages of this is that it decreases the risk of catastrophic failure. It can also provide a good working environment because subordinates of all levels feel like they're valued. Typically, you see democratic leaders at the helm of high-performing teams, which when you've got a high-performing team, you typically see greater productivity. So some of the disadvantages, well, there can be slow decision-making. If there needs to be a quorum or consensus, it's going to take some time for everybody to get together. And sometimes first mover advantages can be lost. There can also be an overdependence on the team, so that if someone needs to make a decision on their own, they may feel a little vulnerable or insecure about doing that without having the support or agreement of others on the team. And interestingly enough, there might be too much focus on collaboration and not enough on some of the key metrics that drive productivity. So when to use this? Well, use it when subordinates are experts, when subordinates are professionals, and when it's necessary to create ownership among the team. Now, the next type of leadership that I'm going to talk about is the transformational leader. Now, this is someone who models the behavior that they expect to see. They set clear goals and they have high expectations, but at the same time, they support the team members. They tend to have both high EQ and high IQ. So at the very foundation of transformational leadership is a consistent promotion of the vision. So everyone knows what the team is marching towards and what their part in that team effort is. So sometimes transformational leaders are known as quiet leaders, and they possess a willingness to lead by example. They might often not make really detailed strategic plans. Instead, they facilitate conversations between key people to achieve the end. They typically have four characteristics. They know their followers and demonstrate concern and empathy for them. They encourage their followers to think for themselves. They motivate their followers to perform to their potential by inspiring them. And they model the behavior they expect from others, and so therefore are great role models. With transformational leaders, there's a balance between short-term and long-term goals. There's trust. Subordinates feel supported and deeply trust their leader because they behave with integrity and they build strong coalitions. Their communication is focused on their vision. They're constantly reminding their followers of the strategic vision and communicating this regularly with passion and clarity. And they keep everybody on side, bought in, and motivated. So the disadvantages are that in the beginning, this can be a bit ineffective because transformational leadership is built on trust and it takes time to build trust. Maybe in the beginning, sometimes people might be wondering what that leader is all about. But over time, if they can build trust with their followers, this can be extremely effective. One of the other disadvantages is that sometimes they're not very detail-oriented. They're good at inspiring others, but they can kind of struggle with the detail of the day-to-day. So when to use it? Transformational leadership works when you have a strong vision for the future and are willing to work within the system and bring diverse people together to make it happen. You can also use it when the right to lead has been earned. Transformational leadership is not always appropriate when you're new to an organization and your leadership is unproven and you haven't been able to build the trust on your team yet. It might just be a little bit too much of a far reach to try to be a transformational leader right off the bat. And when you've got urgent short-term needs, transformational leadership might not be the right approach, because it's focused on long-term change in the future. Now, the last kind of leadership that I'm going to talk about is the laissez-faire leadership. And this is where the leader doesn't actually lead the team, but instead allows the team to entirely self-direct. It's very much a hands-off style. And in contrast to the other leadership styles that we've looked at, all of the authority is given to subordinates, including goal setting, problem solving, and decision making. From the leader's perspective, the key to success here is to build a really strong team and then get out of their way. A common question people might ask with laissez-faire leaders is that, what the heck do these people do? Well, they definitely differ from other leaders, but they're typically concerned with creating a compelling vision and creating an environment in which people can succeed. So a laissez-faire leadership style typically works best near the top of the organization, where senior leaders appoint other very talented senior leaders to run their respective departments, and then they let them get on with it. So some advantages here are laissez-faire leadership creates personal responsibility. These leaders challenge their subordinates to take personal responsibility for their work and their outcomes. It supports fast course correction. Motivated people working autonomously are typically able to overcome roadblocks and course correct a lot more quickly than when they need to seek approval from their leader. And it also supports higher retention, especially of high performers. Motivated professionals and experts thrive in their work environment when they can be autonomous in their decision making. So some of the disadvantages, it's the lack of accountability. There's nobody accountable to take the credit in cases of success or to take the blame in cases of failure. There's higher stress levels. Subordinates can suffer from high levels of stress if they feel unsupported by their leader or they're unsure of their capabilities. There can also be missed deadlines. Self-organizing teams without oversight or direction are prone to missed deadlines. So when to use it? When you're working with creative experts. This is a great leadership style when the leaders reporting to the laissez-faire leader have solid skills and lots of experience in their jobs. When the people are proven, when the team has a proven track record of high performance and achievement on certain types of projects, no need to get in their way. When your team is driven. When your team is motivated and driven to succeed, being more hands-on leader might not add anything to the situation. So just to wrap this up, autocratic leaders have a high task emphasis and a low people emphasis. Democratic leaders have a high task emphasis as well as a high people emphasis. Transformational leaders have a low task emphasis and a high people emphasis. And laissez-faire leaders have a low task emphasis and actually a low people emphasis. So if you want to become a better leader, it might be helpful to think about your situation and what's required. The more experienced your team, the more people-oriented and the less task-oriented you should be. And the less experienced your team, the more task-oriented you probably need to be. If you'd like to know more about this or find out what your leadership style might be, there's a great quiz that you can take at the University of Arizona website, and I put that link in the show notes. If you're finding that your leadership style isn't empowering your team to be as effective as they'd like to be, reach out to me at terrybmcdougall.com and we can have a conversation to see if maybe we can get you on the right track so that you can unlock the full potential of your team. Thanks for listening to Winning the Game of Work. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. If you'd like to get in touch, go to the show notes. I'd love to hear from you. And now get out there and start winning the game of work. I'm cheering you on.